Hi, listener. So you clicked on this audio. I just want to say I'm very proud of you. The fact that you're here just tells me that you're on the right path to recovery. Now, I'm not going to sugarcoat it and say it gets easier. It won't. But you will become stronger. Breaking up with someone's hard. You know, be it the person that was dumped or you did the dumping. You see, there was nothing wrong with you. It could have ended for any excuse or any reason. Maybe that person thought you weren't good enough for them. Maybe they got scared because of how much they did feel for you. No matter what the reason was, you are hurting right now. That's normal. You're completely valid. You are human. And you're okay to feel the pain. Pain makes us stronger. Just process it healthily and know your own worth. Because you are worth more than being only half loved. If someone can't give you the love you deserve, then don't settle for anything less. Don't lose yourself in the process of loving someone else. Remember, you had a life before they came in and turned your world upside down. Remember, you were happy before them. I know it can be hard to see right now just how much of an amazing person you are. But look at you. You are here, still surviving, still pushing through. Maybe you are thinking they'll come back to you. You're waiting for that text. Any sign that they still care about you? Don't. Don't wait around for someone who cannot be bothered to even ask how you are. See, you deserve the love and care. Always. Unconditionally. And if someone is not showing you, then I'm really sorry. They just lost the best thing to ever happen to them. They lost someone who loved them. And I assure you, you will regret it. Be it a month, a year, or many years down the line. They will look back on the amazing memories you shared and regret ever leaving you. But by then, you'll have moved on and be happy with someone else. Just remember, though, in these dark moments, you are lovable, you are worth it, and you deserve to be loved. I think it's better to have loved and lost, to have never experienced love at all. Because love, just like life, it's messy, it's unpredictable, and it can hurt. But so worth it. You know what hurts even more? Not loving yourself. Bashing yourself. Telling yourself awful things. Putting yourself down. Calling yourself names. You don't deserve to be so cruel to yourself. You deserve the love and kindness you show to everyone else. Okay. I want you to do something for me, please. Take a nice deep breath. I know you're probably thinking it's not going to help, but just indulge me. Breathe in. That's it, now breathe out. Breathe in. And out. Well done. Again for me. Breathe in. And out. Now you just focus on breathing in and out. Well done. See? You are breathing for a reason. I want to say to you, I might not know you, and you might think, how can this person know I'm worth it when they don't know who I am? You know the answer, because we're all worth it. We are all beautifully flawed, and we all have our strengths and weaknesses. And you, listener, are no exception. You are strong and brave, and you have got this. You might not feel like it at the minute. You might feel like crying. I want to say it's okay. Cry those tears. And then wipe them away and give yourself time. Time to heal. Our hearts can be broken and feel like they're shattered into a million pieces. But you know what? Do something for me. Put your hand on your chest. Can you feel it? You can? Well, you see it's beating for a reason. Because your story's not yet over. You still have other chapters to write and fill. Some people stay for one chapter and then it's over. But just because their chapter is over in your story doesn't mean your whole story is over. You'll find love again. And I know right now you can't see a future where you can love anyone else. But I promise you, the person who is meant for you may take a detour. May take a long time to get to you. But they will make it back into your life. And if not, they weren't meant for you. I'm a firm believer that if someone leaves, let them. If they come back, then they're yours. But if not, they were never yours to begin with. No, I'm afraid there's nothing you can do. You can't make someone stay. You can't force someone to love you. And you certainly can't make someone see how happy they made you if they can't see it. If they want to leave, then let them. Don't be bitter about it or resentful, because you know you love them. And even though you might not agree with their decision, you're better than that. It's okay to hurt. It's okay to feel upset. And it's okay to feel. It's human. And emotions can be a sign that you did care. You really, really did. But just so you know, it's okay to miss someone too. Miss the person that you was in love with. Dear listener, you are so lovable and so worth it. And you will find someone. It will be beyond anything you've ever dreamed of. You won't have to give up on the things you love. You won't have to sacrifice your own needs. And you certainly won't ever have to wonder if they will run at the first sign of trouble. This person will stay with you, will help to motivate you to be your best self, but also love you for every fibre of your being. The things that annoyed your ex will be the very things that someone loved about you. I hope these words brought you some comfort and you can find a healthy way to let out your emotions. Feelings, learn to grow. Just remember, you are an incredible fucking human and you are worth it, a million times worth loving. So please don't lose that smile. Go be the wonderful, loving person you are. And just know that if you ever need words of positivity, I'll be always here. I want you to do something else for me. I want you to write it down. Write down exactly how you're feeling. And then I want you to throw it away. And after you've done that, I want you to do something just for you. Something that makes you smile. Go out with friends. Go for a long walk. Take a trip. And remember, it's okay to still feel hurt. It's human, and you are always valid. Just know that you can do amazing things. And you can be your amazing self. I get that your light's a little dim at the moment. It's perfectly natural. But you know what, you deserve to shine. And that light will come back. Go be that bright, positive light. Full of positivity and love. You have a heart filled with love. And for the right person, you will always be enough. Always. So, go out there and make today the day you stop being hard on yourself. The day you stop telling yourself you are not good enough. Go work on yourself. Work on loving yourself more. Because you deserve to be happy and loved. But more importantly, you deserve to be kind to yourself. We often find that we can give love outwardly. But we sometimes need to learn that we need to give it to ourselves too. for the things that we've overcome and the struggles that we face every day, yet we're still standing. Maybe someone just is falling in love with you right now, with your heart, that smile, those words you speak. You deserve to love and be loved, and it will happen again. So, I'll tell you this again. You are worth it, you are special, and you will get through it. Why? Because I believe in you. Take care, you amazing, beautiful human. And know that I too know what it feels like to lose the love that was just not written in the stars. But I chose to be strong, and so can you too. I will root for you and wish you nothing but happiness and love. All my love, sunsets. Till next time. Bye.